This is Here and Now on WFPL. I'm Todd Mundt. The Speed Museum is unveiling a new exhibit tomorrow, which features as its centerpiece a work by the Italian painter Caravaggio. La Bonaventura, or The Fortune Teller, will be displayed with the works of other Italian artists in the exhibition, and it will give museum-goers the chance to see directly his lasting influence on the art world. The painting is on a rather exclusive North American tour. It began at the Italian Cultural Institute in New York, and after the Speed, it will go to the National Art Gallery of Canada in Ottawa. Professor Sergio Guarino, a curator of the Capitoline Museums in Rome, is here. The painting's been there for a very long time, a few hundred years. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be in Kentucky, in Louisville. I arrived just yesterday, but I realized this a wonderful town and a wonderful place to be, to live in. And we have unpicked and mounted the painting this morning in a wonderful room in the Speed Art Museum. And I'm sure that the public will appreciate not only our masterpiece, but how the surroundings and the way in which the Speed Art Museum has explained to the public this painting. And it's a wonderful small exhibition.
We feel privileged because I think it is quite rare that we get the opportunity to see a Caravaggio outside Italy.
Yes.
Or outside the Louvre.
yes, it is. And I'm proud, and I think that you have to be proud that the Speed Museum has conquered this goal, has gained this goal, only basing on their professional capacity. I admitted that I didn't know the museum before, and writing, changing mail with them in the last weeks, and I really understood. We really understood. Me and my director, we understood how high is the professional level, and how the Speed Museum, the director Charles Venable and his staff, they wanted really to do something for their community, which is really important. This is the main purpose of every museum. To preserve art objects, but and to show to their own public, and that's what has been wonderful.
Tell me a little bit about this painting, the painting of the fortune teller, and I'll tell our listeners, we have a link to this on our Facebook page. If you search WFPL, you can see the painting from the Speed Museum's website. A young fortune teller,
yeah,
a young rich gentleman. She's presumably telling him his fortune, but she's also lifting a ring off his finger. What is it about Caravaggio, the way he painted that picture, and about his style that is so important to the art world?
It is so important for two reasons. One is the first is that the fortune teller, the subject of the fortune teller, during the years and after the death of Caravaggio in 1610, became like a symbol for other painters to be inside the Caravaggesque movement. I mean, just to show that they were on the side of Caravaggio, they painted a fortune teller, not a copy of me, but another version. Mm-hmm. That's the first. And the second is that Caravaggio painted this canvas in Rome when he was about 25, 26, no more, maybe 25. And he showed a new way to paint. Because he was poor, he has to recycle a canvas that has been already painted. And for the first time in America, the new X-rays will be on show, the photograph of the show at the Speed.
So you can see what is underneath.
You can see the Madonna made by another painter.
Wow.
And he just turned right the original canvas, and just to have the new surface linked to the old one, he has to use sand, river sand, and now you can see the sand on the surface, and it's real a new subject, just a woman, a young girl, and a young boy. No space, no room. They can be everywhere. It's an you have to see. To look at them very intensively, and then when 20 years ago they discovered the original ring, and I hope that the public that we're going to see this masterpiece will notice this very thin ring within a Naples yellow, giallo di Napoli in Italian, which is the proof that this is the original, because in the copy made afterwards, since the original ring was darkened, you don't find it.
Now, something about the way he painted people.
Yes.
There's a very, they look like ordinary people.
Yes, and that was the nullity of Caravaggio. Caravaggio refuses, even if he was not he was a well-educated painter, and he knew very well ancient sculpture, ancient art. He just refused to be, you say, overwhelmed by ancient art, and he said, "I want to use ordinary people. If we have contemporary art, if you have art from everyday life, it's just because Caravaggio was the first. You refused to use, you know, wonderful models for his figures, and so when he have to paint the dead Madonna, he used a real young girl that was drowned in the river.
So he used
reality. No, there is no beauty when you are going. If Saint Peter is going to be killed on the cross, he is not laughing. He's suffering. He's an old man who is dying.
Yes, and there's that kind of, and that's I think what is so amazing about his pictures. It extends to the religious art that he created for churches and cathedrals.
Yes.
There's a real presence in the faces of the individuals. Some of those paintings have become very familiar to us in recent years.
Yes, I'm very happy that 1 week ago, when the painting arrived in New York City and the workers were mounted him, two young workers were debating on the face, and they recognized the faces of their friend in New York, and that's wonderful. No, just a masterpiece that gets its shadow along the centuries, and that's a real masterpiece. That is something that has ever something to tell you. Still now, you not only admire how Caravaggio was good in painting, but you can understand something for your own life today. Mm-hmm. That's important, no?
A lot has been made in recent years about Caravaggio's life as we've come to know him a little bit better, the tempestuous life, a murdered man, I believe, in his history. As someone who curates works like this, how much does that story matter to you, or does it inform some way the tremendous artistry that...
I have to admit that I'm not very much concerned with the private life of Caravaggio. But I can tell you that something new is coming, because there is a wonderful show in Rome, now exhibition in Rome, on the documents on Caravaggio that can prove more than before that even if Caravaggio created sort of a legend. Caravaggio was not a poor painter. He painted for cardinals, for rich people, for the upper Roman class of that time. And the nephew of the Pope, the Cardinal Borghese, owned 12 paintings by Caravaggio. And, you know, he loved drinking, he loved wine, he loved women, but nothing special, no?
Yeah.
According
and,
to
and certainly at the time.
Yes, yes. Yes, of course, but maybe his life until 1606, when he killed a man during a tennis play, on the battle, a tennis play, his life was not really ordinary, but, you know, not exceptional.
Professor Sergio Guarino, you're going to travel on to Ottawa for the next part of this as well?
Yes.
Right. It must be incredible for you to be in the United States and see how we respond to the painting.
Yeah. Yes, and there will be the wonderful show in Ottawa in June, and the second venue will be in Fort Worth in Texas from October until January.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming and speaking with us.
Our pleasure.
Professor Sergio Guarino, who's a curator at the Capitol Line Museum in Rome, he is coming with a beautiful portrait by Caravaggio called The Fortune Teller, or La Buona Ventura, which is appearing at the Speed Museum now. It opens to members in a special exhibition tomorrow, but will be available after that for everyone to look at. And you can go to speedmuseum.org to have a look. I'm Todd Mundt, here and now from WFPL News here on Louisville's NPR News Station. It's 158 and Q is next.